Welcome to the Transliteration Podcast. This podcast maps the journey of a modern couple.
Our goal is to help trans people and their allies find common ground. We hope that by sharing our journey, we help folks relate more deeply to themselves and one another.
I'm Maria, and I'm a trans woman.
And I'm Shannon, her cisgender spouse, and we're your hosts.
Throughout this podcast, we cover many sensitive topics, including transphobia, mental health issues, and more. Please consider this a trigger warning and only continue to listen if you're in the headspace to do so. Thank you.
In today's episode, you will meet us, learn a little bit more about us, and this journey we are on called love. Maria, why don't you introduce yourself to the lovely people?
Hey, I'm Maria. And I am the trans half of this couple. There's a lot to say. It's going to take many episodes to really introduce myself properly. But I'm from Brooklyn. I come from a working class family of Irish mom and a Puerto Rican dad who wasn't there except for that important part of conception.
Which was on March 17th.
Yes. And
reminded every year.
Which my mom reminds me. I love my mom. Okay. So I am a software engineer currently working at a large e-commerce firm. And I love my job. I get to mentor people. I do programming. I do planning, all of that. I make music for fun. And what can I say? Introduce yourself, my dear.
Hey, everyone. I'm Shannon. I'm the non-transgender half of this relationship.
Cisgender.
All the labels I've got to learn over the last 3 years has been amazing and overwhelming. But here I am. I am an empath. I am an introvert. I am an HSP. If you don't know what that means, it stands for highly sensitive person. Things like very loud noises. Maria's music she produces, if I'm not careful, drives my nervous system over the edge. And really, my whole essence in this life is to help people come back to a state of joy and live in that place. I am an author of a book all around joy, and I think it's really important for everyone to understand that I don't really do labels. I don't subscribe to labels. I don't identify with labels. In fact, I like to just kind of say I'm a fellow human being on this journey called life. So Maria and I are about as different as you can get on the spectrum of all things. Babe, what do they say about our astrology?
Oh, yeah, we're astrologically doomed because Shannon is in Aries. I am a Capricorn, and fire and earth. You get scorched earth, which nobody really likes. It's not.
Can I bring the fire?
She definitely brings the fire. But we get along somehow. They say opposites attract, and maybe they do. I think 12 years of marriage is not nothing. I think you don't stay married for 12 years if it doesn't work. So that says something, and that's what this podcast is really going to dig into.
And I think that something funny, so you guys will get to learn, like, our quirks and our fun things and the things that we're still exploring, but we're getting ready to go buy kayaks. And we were joking yesterday that, you know, on our honeymoon, we almost got divorced within 3 days in a tandem kayak, but somehow we've been able to find the love, keep the love, and stay in love through this huge transition of our marriage and our identities and honestly our lifestyle over the past 3 years. So if you ever had a rocky start in your honeymoon, just know you can overcome it.
Well, yeah, and there's a couple things here. So first of all, I'm going to ask you not to refer to our audience as guys.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good. Okay. Good point.
Because we're not just dealing with guys. We're dealing with folks. We're dealing with people. We're dealing with our audience. And something I forgot to mention is that I had not come out until 3 years ago. We've been married for 12. So we were married for 9 years, give or take, before I came out. And we were kind of pulling in our own separate directions from the very beginning, which was hard to do because we were sitting in a tandem kayak. We're getting our own kayaks, but we're still together, right? So we didn't pull apart to the point where we wanted to have completely separate lives, but our lives are such that we have separate offices, separate bikes, separate kayaks, and that's the way that we do things, and that might be part of how we keep things moving along. But everything else is different. We like different food. We have different hobbies. We like different books. We like different what else?
I think this would be fun.
Okay.
I'm gonna say like something from how I grew up or who I am, and you're gonna do your version, because I think the dichotomy here is huge.
Okay, that's
all right. I grew up precisely between a cornfield and a bean field in the middle of Illinois.
Oh, is that where you're starting?
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's where you started. I started in Brooklyn Hospital, in Brooklyn, obviously. Yeah, Brooklyn Hospital. I lived in Greenpoint, and let me tell you, Greenpoint has changed so much since I was a kid. My family back then could never afford to live in the Greenpoint that is now. It has become super popular. They're putting up these big skyscrapers and everything. But when I was there, it was mostly really small, really small place with really small buildings, Polish people and Puerto Rican people mixing together, which is still Greenpoint today, although there's a lot of younger folks. But no corn and no beans, except for
canned
variety.
That is one thing we do share. We no longer eat canned vegetables for the most part, but we both grew up with canned vegetables, and we reminisce on this quite a bit as we're like prepping our fresh food. All right, next one. I love sitting in silence for hours on end.
Yeah, I can do silence, but I prefer to have music. Music sometimes is my silence. It's a constant, there's a constant soundtrack to my life. I think if this were a Netflix series or something, I would have music that followed me everywhere I went, because that's what happens in my head. I just always have music of different types, so.
I have 3 siblings.
I have no siblings.
I have parents that are still married.
Yeah, I mentioned already my mom and my dad were not ever really together for any long period of time. I'm glad they came together long enough for me to get produced, but that was about it. And other partners of my mom's did come in and out of our lives, and we'll probably be talking about a lot of that in other episodes as well.
I love all things pickled.
I like pickles. Dill pickles, sometimes sweet pickles. That's it, though. I don't do the pickled pickled peppers and pickled, what else? Oh my God, pickled turnips.
I ate pickled turnips
yesterday.
Pickled
turnips, pickled radishes, pickled beets. No, not for me.
Not for you.
Not for me.
What are some other things we could show just how vastly different we are?
Well, I don't know how to explain that in a paragraph or in simple terms.
Okay, I hate dresses.
I only wear dresses, except when I'm in my pajamas. It's true.
Dresses, nonstop. I love being outdoors in nature. Doesn't matter if it's 12 degrees below zero or 110.
I enjoy the outdoors, but I was not completely devastated by the lockdowns that kept us inside. I'm perfectly happy sitting in my music studio. I got my computer, I got my instruments, I got my cat. All of that, totally fine. Open the window, just like being outside.
Yeah, not so much. During lockdown, Maria loved staying inside. I rented cars and traveled around the country on my own solo road trips, in silence, I might add, going to visit places that I really wanted to see because I was just going stir crazy being so much inside. So this gives you a little bit of background about, you know, who we are, get a chance to know us a little bit. But Maria, why are we so excited about this podcast?
Well, I think it's important to have sort of to expose, I guess is a good word, some of the details, that keep us together, even knowing how different we actually are. Because these days there's still, I mean, we've come a long way since forever, but trans folks and cis folks just don't still have that common understanding. I think there's a lot of misconception. I think there's a lot of confusion. There's a lot of resistance. And we've had that. The two of us have had that together. And we found a way to make it work. We found a way to make it work very intimately. So if we could stay married for a decade or more and be so different, I think some folks could learn to be friends and learn to understand people. They don't have to live with them. They don't have to be in a tandem kayak with a person that they don't know. But I think they could learn a bit and learn to understand. And that's the kind of understanding that helps change the world, I think. And so I'd love for us to contribute that.
Beautiful. And really, you know, everything Maria said is true. This podcast has been probably a year in the making, to be honest. We had to do a lot of healing and figuring things out along the way. I think there's nothing worse than, you know, trying to have conversations around things that aren't at least partially healed so you can share the wisdom on the other side. And there's been a lot. There has been a lot that has come our way, but the people who have stood by us and the people who have reached out and said, you know, to me in particular, Shannon, I have no idea what you're going through as a wife and as a spouse, but I just want you to know that I'm here for you. These are the very people who kept coming back and saying, I wish I understood it better. I wish that I knew how to help my friends who might be in this situation as well. And I wish I knew how to talk about transgender issues and be a better ally for my friends and my family who are going through this. And so this is why this podcast is here. This is why Maria and I are committed to sharing our journey. And listen, like she said, we don't have it all figured out. Not all of it. We don't have all the pieces figured out yet. So there's going to be some messy middle episodes, I'm sure. And as you can imagine, sharing our story, while it is healing, it also puts us back into some of those vulnerable places. So we are just committed to being real and being honest and gathering people who want to walk with us on this journey of love and humanity and acceptance and understanding. And this is really what I'm excited about for this podcast.
Excellent. Yeah, I think it's really three stories, right? There's your story, there's my story, and there's our story. And even amidst those three stories, it's only three stories of a myriad of stories, right? Everybody's story is going to be different. I can't speak for all trans people. I can't speak for all trans women. you know, Shannon can't speak for all women. Shannon can't speak for all cis women or all white women or all women who grew up in a corn and bean field. You know, we are our own people. We are built from our experiences and our understandings. And I just want to make that clear. We're not here trying to represent our lives as some kind of generic experience that everyone should follow. Everybody's going to have to find their own paths, but I think all paths do lead to understanding.
And with that, we're going to close out this first episode, and we will see you next time. Thanks for joining us today. If you enjoyed the show, please subscribe and spread the love.
Also, be sure to head over to our Patreon at patreon.com/translitpodcast to join our community and learn about other ways you can support this podcast. Remember,
love always wins.